You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. Get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast. This is your co-host, Sherry. And today we are offering 10 conversation starters for the holidays. So in addition to getting together with close family and friends and eating, this is a perfect time to have conversations, and we are ditching small talk. We're not talking about the weather. We're not talking about work. We're not even talking about politics, notwithstanding the very controversial and very eventful political year and election we just had. We are going to use this opportunity to reconnect with those that are closest to us and get to know each other on a deeper level. And so without further ado, let's get into the episode. Holidays are the time for gatherings and get-togethers with family and friends. And while this year's activities may be in smaller numbers due to COVID restrictions and guidelines, the family dinner table is still the perfect place to have meaningful, intimate conversations with those closest to us. And while it's easy to default to small talk or talk politics, especially with this year's controversial and eventful election, we hope that this year, holiday dinner and get-togethers are filled with conversations that bring you closer to each other and strengthen bonds. The right conversation starters can ignite hours of lively discussion. So no, you don't have to settle for the dreaded small talk. In today's episode, we offer 10 conversation starters to help you have meaningful discussions and deepen your connections with those closest to you. The first conversation starter that we want you to consider is, what are you grateful for right now? During this time of year, it's typical for people to reflect on and focus on gratitude. Thanksgiving is coming, Christmas is coming. It's just a perfect time for people to feel grateful and reflect on the things or the people that they appreciate. Answers can vary from appreciation of bubble baths and quality time with self to more personal and heartfelt accounts of how different people have impacted their life in a meaningful way. This question is one that everyone can chime in on, even the most grinchiest of people. Is grinchiest a word? Well, we're going to rock with grinchiest. It's a good way to see a more personal, reflective side of someone and take the attention away from the negativity and difficult moments happening at the moment. The next conversation starter that you can use is, who have you been thinking about these days and why? Similar to the first question, this time of year often causes us to think about certain people, whether it's because we're thinking about our gift list or we're reminiscing about special moments. There's been a few people that have been on my mind lately, some I haven't spoken to or seen in a while, and I'm sure you may be experiencing the same. The third question, what are you watching right now? So I think many of us are watching more TV these days, now more than ever. If Netflix and chill wasn't your thing before, if you're like me, it's become the biggest thing for you right now. This question not only gives you something fun to talk about, but you also get to learn more about the person you're talking to, especially as they discuss why they like the show or what characters specifically resonate with them. Plus, you can walk away with some new show recommendations. My personal favorites right now are This Is Us, A Million Little Things, and The Crown. Moving on to the next question. How are you staying sane or motivated these days? This year has been the most challenging and stress-inducing year for many of us. I think it's okay to acknowledge that and give someone else the opportunity to acknowledge that as well. This question does that, but also causes you to not focus on that completely and instead focus on how you're taking care of yourself despite it all. And again, it gives you an opportunity to exchange recommendations and tips for each other. It's also a great way to invite words of affirmation, encouragement, and prayer from those closest to you. The next question is, what new skills have you learned this year? Many people have said that as wacky as quarantine and COVID has been, it has given them the opportunity to explore new hobbies, learn new skills, or finally try something on their bucket list. This is a great way to learn about someone's passions and interests. Numbers 6, 7, and 8, I'm just going to group these together as provoking aspirational thoughts and emotions, and they are, what are you looking forward to for next year? What is one of your biggest goals for 2021? And how do you want to or plan on celebrating New Year's Eve? Even though things may look and feel different this year, it's still an exciting time of year. It's still a festive time of year, a time where many of us hope for the best in the upcoming months, despite what the current year and season entails. These questions encourage people to put themselves in that happy, positive place right now. And that last question, the one about how do you plan on celebrating New Year's Eve? This gives you an opportunity to possibly get or borrow some creative ideas in terms of an actual safe, intimate, but fun celebration. I know a lot of us are thinking about what can we do these days, considering the fact that our celebrations or get-togethers look different. How can we create an environment that's safe, but still fun? This is a perfect way to exchange those ideas. The next question, number 9, what have you learned about yourself during 2020? I love reflective questions like this. It gives you an opportunity to acknowledge, again, the challenges this unprecedented year has brought, but reflect on how you've overcome. It gives you the space to acknowledge and honor your strengths and understand yourself and others in a deeper way. And the last question, but definitely not least, what is your favorite holiday memory? I absolutely love this question because it just, again, puts people in a happy place. I love being in a happy place. People often share childhood stories or memorable family traditions they love, or maybe just a more recent experience they went through during a holiday that has stood out for some reason. For me, it's more of a tradition. My family doesn't really celebrate holidays much. We don't make too much of noise around it, but Thanksgiving is our thing. Everyone comes to my parents' house. We pray, we eat, we laugh, we play games, and we dance. All of us, the kids, the parents, the grandkids, grandparents. And growing up, though, my parents would go to bed maybe about 11 o'clock. So they're going to bed earlier than all of us because they had to go to work the next day. And all night they'll be screaming, "We're sleeping, keep it down or go to bed. We're sending everyone home." And so the rest of the night we're kind of like tiptoeing. But now they stay up just as late as everyone and everyone's all good. So there you have it. I hope you can take one or two questions from this list to start your holiday dinner with. Remember that the key is to not just start asking a bunch of questions. No one wants to feel like they're being interrogated. Rather, use these as conversation starters. So follow up your question by asking them the why or the relevant follow-ups. And don't forget, please, please, please do not forget to offer your own view or your answer and your own stories. Outside of that, just be a good listener. Don't judge and just have fun. And before we end, I just want to let you know that this is our last episode of the season. I know it's coming to an end just for this year. This year and this season has been an amazing journey, and we've loved our conversations with you, but Ebony and I are taking the rest of the year off to enjoy with family, spend time with those close to us, and recharge, because 2021, man, yeah, we're getting ready for it. We'll still publish a few pre-recorded episodes that we have in the stash, and we may share some YouTube videos or TED Talks that may be helpful and useful to you, but we are not recording new episodes. That said, I'd like to take time to tell you how grateful I am. I am grateful to be on this journey with my amazing and supportive sister friend, Ebony. I could not have asked for a better business partner. We're both grateful to our podcast team, Wale Breathe Easy Balogun, who edits and produces every episode of the podcast, and Doree Sales, our new podcast manager. She joined a few months ago and helps keep us organized, puts together our show notes, and promotes the episodes on social media. We thank them both and are forever grateful because they have helped us tremendously, and we would not be here and have come this far without them. And last but not least, we thank you. Thank you for sticking with us. Coming back week after week for another episode, we thank you for the downloads, the subscribes, the ratings, the reviews, the shares, the likes. We thank you for the encouragement, your feedback, and your comments. Thank you for all of the introductions to other podcasters, podcast guests, and partners. Your love and support has been tremendous, and honestly, you blow us away. We could not have asked for a more supportive tribe, and we are honored, blessed, and grateful. We thank you, and we love you, wishing you the best this holiday season, wishing you prosperity, happiness, and peace in 2021. Until we see you on the other side of 2021, keep thriving, keep shining, and remember, no small talk. Bye.
On God, I come from a place that goes so hard. I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the war. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet, not this time, not this time.